This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's House Republicans have a new leader. Over the weekend, the caucus selected Jarvis Caldwell to serve as the new minority leader. Caldwell is only halfway through his first term as a lawmaker, but before being elected last year, he led communications for House Republicans. He's an Air Force veteran who represents a district in El Paso County. He replaces former Representative Rose Puglisi, who resigned a week ago. Buc-ee's, the company known for its giant travel plazas, says it will still ask the town of Palmer Lake to let it build nearby, despite a recent election that makes it harder for the project to move forward. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Buc-ee's wants Palmer Lake to annex nearby land in El Paso County for a massive convenience store and 100-plus gas pumps. The proposal has divided the community, and Palmer Lake voters recently recalled two town trustees seen as friendly to the project. Stan Beard is a director with Buc-ee's.
The surprise in my mind is that Palmer Lake is not seemingly looking at this as just an unbelievable opportunity.
Supporters say it will boost local tax revenue and help with needed infrastructure. Opponents worry about water usage and impacts to wildlife. The trustees are expected to take a vote on October 2nd. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Today is the official beginning of fall, the equinox. That means the sun was directly overhead at noon on the equator, and day and night are now the same amount of time. From here on out, it gets a little darker each day until the winter solstice on December 21st. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.